Rap. It's a great project. Check it out.
I'm liking what I'm hearing from these guys so far, but that's an awesome title, by the way. What else you got up there?
Put one of the new songs off the West Side Gun album. 10.
Okay.
Pretty fire.
Remember, you can get this episode and many more at crimesandtreasons.com as well as CITR.ca. Big shout-outs to everybody else that was joining us this evening. Big shout-out to our guest, Terrell Safady, and dropping that world exclusive on us. Be sure to download that track on all platforms. The track's called Came to Party, Terrell Safady featuring The Game. Make sure to enjoy yourselves also Thursday night at Hello Goodbye in Yaletown, where they'll have the Came to Party official party. It's going to be wild. 10 p.m. till late. Until next time, everybody. Big shout-outs to everybody fucking with Crimes and Treasons Radio. Keep it locked in right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah.
The day that I met, like the day that Tom met Jerry. Only out of his hole for the cheddar. Whether he knows if the coast is steady. Ready, one eye on the road like Fetty. First encounter, Don was a youth while under pursuit, he was only 11. Like getting me, stole with his brethren. They asked him his name and he told them it's Kevin. Bright-eyed copper, most likely his wife he divorced. No more than a fortnight on the force. Young lad undergrad had a light for the Lord.
Yo, you back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Tell a friend to tune in. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish Nation's territories. We do this every week, 10 to 11, right after Crimes and Treasons. We got a special guest. We got DJ Molly. I'm going to let him spin for a little bit before we get right into it, but listen. If you've listened to Off the Beaten Path, you're in for a treat. And if you listen to Crime and Treasons, you're in for a treat. This is where you should be on Tuesday night.
Oh, had the wrong microphone on, but luckily I'm so loud and obnoxious, I'm sure you still heard me. Hey, listen, all I said was I got DJ Moloch on here. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish territories, because those are honestly the two most important things for right now. We're going to let Moloch get into it.
The day that I met, like the day that Tom met Jerry. Only out of his hole for the cheddar. Whether he knows if the coast is steady. Ready, one eye on the road like Fetty. First encounter, Don was a youth while under pursuit, he was only 11. Like getting me, stole with his brethren. They asked him his name and he told them it's Kevin. Bright-eyed copper, most likely his wife he divorced. No more than a fortnight on the force. Young lad undergrad had a light for the Lord. But he saw something about Kevin. He saw a cold look in his eye while booking his guy like, why I ain't telling? In his mind he indicted the felon. Every day is like hide and seek. If I lock down 2 in the morning, tell me by night why I see 3. Dotting and crossing the I's and T's. I know you couldn't hide from me most of your lives and it's fine by me. If you do time for the rest of your life, no, it's fine by me. Same game playing hide and seek. If I just shot 2 packs on the side, someone told me why, or the eyes on me. True set got the 9 on me. If you lot waste your time trying to find me, it's fine by me. And if you lot end up losing your lives, then it's fine by me.
It's fine, it's fine. Except time's been flying by. Little old Kevin just turned 21, but the same old troubles been right behind. So preoccupied with grind and hustle, fight and tussle. A very thin line from a night of cuddles to stuck in a trunk with a knife and shovel. So why they puzzle? This all routine. They clock us shutting, they call police. Ain't no drill when the feds all sweet. The pain don't kill, we just get morphine. We play our role, let them boys play theirs, but don't play fair. Like oh say swear and holding cells, trying to hold in fear. I scream fuck you and I hope they hear. Yeah, every day is like hide and seek. If I lock down 2 in the morning, tell me by night why I see 3. Dotting and crossing the I's and T's. I know you couldn't hide from me most of your lives, and it's fine by me. If you do time for the rest of your life, no, it's fine by me. Same game playing hide and seek. If I just shot 2 packs on the side, someone tell me why, or the eyes on me. True say got the 9 on me. If you lot waste your time trying to find me, it's fine by me. And if you lot end up losing your lives, then it's fine by me. Riding around trying to see who's it. Who's up, who's lit? 3 man up in the unmarked whip. If I count to 10, which I'm duck and dip. Skirt, crash, step out the vehicle. What the fuck are you here for? Arm of the law, tell them all be careful. Anybody moves, then his arm goes airborne. With his arms in the air, Kev got out the car with his bread, but left something shiny and sharp in the chair. Rare, you could tell he's sweating. The fed looked deep in his eyes like he recognized from the first encounter. That stop and search was the first in hours. We hid well, but the urges found us. Every day is like hide and seek. If I lock down 2 in the morning, tell me by night why I see 3. Dotting and crossing the I's and T's. I know you couldn't hide from me most of your lives, and it's fine by me. If you do time for the rest of your life, no, it's fine by me. Same game playing hide and seek. If I just shot 2 packs on the side, someone told me why, or the eyes on me. True say got the 9 on me. If you lot waste your time trying to find me, it's fine by me. And if you lot end up losing your lives, then it's fine by me. Every day is like hide and seek. If I lock down 2 in the morning, tell me by night why I see 3. Dotting and crossing the I's and T's. I know you couldn't hide from me most of your lives, and it's fine by me. If you do time for the rest of your life, no, it's fine by me. Same game playing hide and seek. If I just shot 2 packs on the side, someone told me why, or the eyes on me. True say got the 9 on me. If you lot waste your time trying to find me, it's fine by me. And if you lot end up losing your lives, then it's fine by me.
And I'm thinking 4 years, I'm
16. It's gonna be a bunch of little kids, a bunch of little boys and girls singing this little part right here. Maybe these words, somebody. Put our mask on the money, so I mastermind. Don't mind the mess, I'm a mad scientist scrapping rhymes. Gee, really, Jimmy Neutron mixing a nuclear. Boom! And as their eyes are watching God, I'm trying to rise above poverty, philosophies, and prophecies to rise. Follow me forward forever, never fall too far behind. As I tell my testimony, test of Verdi's at a time. He was dumb without a dime. Youngest in the family, succumbed from out of crime. Came from East Atlanta, Moreland after South to shun. In his path, 20 East was probably like the Autobahn. Better get his autograph, he gon' have Grammys and arms. Remember he was smoking little Grammys in the slums? Trying not to panic, couldn't imagine what was done. Father Tom, fuck Mother Earth, and had an Uncle Tom. Now them crackers snatching black cats by their tongue. For the cheese, rats creeping on your TV screen, selling you dreams. Granny buying holy waters off of Joel Osteen. Rubbing it in my brother's head, say a prayer on her knees. I used to be jealous of Jared and portrayal like him, even for Roy. Had the new J's and new jeans on, it's what I wanted at the time. As a preteen, pretend I'm a star. Pretty model in a G-string, sitting on top the car. With a bottle that she drinking, leaving from out the bar. Scheme on a dollar, thinking if anybody is talking, put some green on his head, he better be market smart. But we never had a thing, so this all was in my thoughts because I ate so many bologna sandwiches as a child. I'd kill a nigga if he made one for me right now. Ironic that being broke is an expensive lifestyle. No wonder they selling dope from sunroll to sundown. Try and get more, scream it out the window.
Money, money, all I need, all I want. Take it from me, at least they smell the phone. Still, money, money. goes to my grind. Go to promote my rhymes. The nigga don't glow, I shine. I feel like Coach Prime. I throw a bomb if they encroach your line. And don't socialize. The goal's to get the most dimes before it's the end of your time. It's hard for a nigga to score when they keep on moving the goal line. Now he outside the liquor store with a lot of the ticket, leaving a double shift at the Walmart on Russian Road. Still trying to keep composure, rolling past the gas station where he owe niggas from a little parlay play. Made a nigga make spray by their dough. So a nigga don't play by no code. Back in the day, we was told about reparations. Get a mule, 40 acres or so. Justification or repayment for the pain of your soul. Fast forward, fuck patience, I ain't waiting no more. I gotta take it, paper chasing like I'm Dre or I'm Hov. Yay with the clothes. Fuck Hulk Hogan and fuck Joe Rogan because it flows. You know how it goes. Need a bitch that's down with OPP and down with IPOs. Feel like ODB, you hoes better have my pesos. Thinking about them days, mama said she had to pray more. Cause feeding 7 kids plus the mortgage, gotta pay more. The food from in the fridge from last night is on the table. Y'all sit down and say y'all grace because we ate so many bologna sandwiches as a child. I kill for one of them shits if I could have one right now. Ironic, I'm having dope, but don't promote the lifestyle. Just want my people to grow, let's make a toast to right now. Get some money, say it with me loud now.
You man need to just stay out of the booth for a little while. Let this thing here marinate up in the streets proper way, cause you're just wasting your time. And everybody, you know what I'm saying? These man, pull it up.
10 toes in the mud, yeah. 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 10 toes in the
mud. Sounds like a lifestyle.
10 toes in the mud.
Didn't
it? 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the mud,
outside.
Yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the mud,
yeah. Yeah, can't tell me about, be about. I've been about, in the field, man on, see it out. Yeah, it's a dirty game, hands clean, dirty cash, came clean, 30 racks in the account. I mean, honestly, I must have been 17 when I hit like 20 racks in Diva's house. And I've been lost, been found, been up, been down, been caught, been on trial. And I stay 10 toes in the mud, 10 toes with a snub. 5-finger discount, that's 10 toes with the grub, yeah. And we don't like what we do, but we still go get it done. I'd rather do 10 shows in a month.
10 toes in the mud, yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah.
Yeah. I got a sweet one all onto me, trying to link up for a day day. I told her I'm a busy bee, I'm trying to get a day date. Now though, fling the rhythm on and I spin it like a Beyblade. My broski, he whips everything, but he doesn't whip no nay nay. We cut rules, we cut corners, if it isn't money, I'll air one. When I was doing up AC, man must have thought it was aircon. I can't let my dog fight something, I'll find something, fuck a fair one. Bring any beat, bring any rapper, I'll bully something, I dare one. 10 toes in the mud. 10 toes, niggas know any tempo. It's AM, no skengdo. J-O-R-D, why niggas wanna come here and pretend though? Shave my head then came T. They still haven't clocked the trend though.
10 toes in the mud, yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the, 10 toes in the mud, yeah, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah, yeah, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the mud, yeah. 10 toes in the
I couldn't host, I wouldn't host. Got cut a rap, I wouldn't rap. Cheeky Geordie. Is this an EP? Is this a mixtape? Is this an album? A mix album.
Paul Conterna of Conterna Real Estate.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Good to meet you.
And Gustavo Frank of
Diablos, Poyos, Romanos.
How many times would they say I'm the smoothest? Truth is I never not moved this way. My trench coat leather, my shoes are suede. Biggie don't step on my Pumas, babe. Walk ages in these trainers, but I ain't tripped when they losing faith. You know I've been tested without a question. Why they on net doing Q&A? She say I'm a son of a gun, but really miss me like she shooting strays. It's cool, it's great, but it's more fun when you use your waist. Made in a manner like Kano, where they're able to use a moving cane. Searching for P's on my P's and Q's, man, step out the queue, you can lose your place. And I seen it, bro, and you see I'm the CEO. Teaching my team how to aim for the head and no waist, on no lead, on no knees and toes. Briefings in the board meetings with the G's then, but they been involved. How you ain't end up on street with bro? Only Jesus knows. But still I'm here counting my blessings. I ain't account all the lessons. Found out in the drought just got man. Use one hand when I'm counting my bredgins. Can you really doubt I'm a legend? All the hours round the clock that I put in. Do the eyebrow like the rock when they looking. They can smell the shit Knox is cooking.
Hey Gus, gotta tell you, you guys make some killer chicken.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're recording, yeah? Alright then. You are tuned to If I Couldn't Rap, I Wouldn't Rap. I am your host, 6 foot plus of pure temptation, Big Mark from the east side of the bridge. Evil Kilo.
Yeah,
I am here with the coldest co-host in co-host history.
Yeah. Look,
the boy Loon.
I'm from where niggas don't make it. Chances slimmer than shady. But if I couldn't, then I wouldn't. Had me thinking I'm crazy. I try to show you my thing. You wanna hear little baby? My confidence is a stain. I don't go away, baby. The next day I went stew and I went dirty or crazy. I should give one of these flows away, maybe. I rap raps like I'm wrapping up a stowaway, baby. With all this castaways at the end of the day, though, ain't we? Made a mixtape full of castaways, those ain't free. Wonder what I did that would've made them pay me. Car, it never takes too much to make them rate me. I bet it takes much less to make them hate me. And better yet, much less to make them snake me. Slip, fell and bumped your head thinking that you could play me. They know Joe got the vision like HD. Me and Jordy been twinning like Jimmy and Swae Lee. Black Beatles. I drive past the Jakes and ask bro to act legal. Nowadays I forget that I am legal. You know how long I've been riding dirty in this vehicle. You know how long I've been riding dirty with my people. Gang signs, hand signs like the church and the steeple. Wonder what could have made them think they're my equal. My life's been a movie, there will never be a sequel.
This is my story.
1, 2.
My real ghetto story.
Look. If you don't know my ting, you better learn my ting. I put on any beat and I attack it. This ain't Adidas, but I got stripes on my jacket. Please don't put no Dibby Dibby rapper on my bracket. I know I got haters, I know they can't hack it. It's madness, they never make noise, but they always make rackets. I got a plan B, should the plan A vanish? If I can't sell tickets, then I'ma sell packets. I ain't gotta tell man I'm sick no more. If you know, then you know, and if you don't, that's your business. The distro's calling man, ask for more business. They know that when I drop, boy, it's coming like Christmas. Big Geordie, fuck all them rappers there, they're big corny. I told the baby that's a sham, this is my story.
My real ghetto story.
I told the baby I'm their dad, this is no Maury. I feel sorry for my haters cause I know that they adore me. They would love to insure me. It's flat 10, we don't fold, we don't bend. The only thing I love more than money is revenge. The only thing as heavy as my balls is my pen. Tell the label you don't need no other body like I'm Thames. Should call me A Jewelers, the way I'm dropping gems. And if I drop my pride, then you know I hit the
end. Rhyme like me, shine like me. But I ain't never seen them on the grind like me. Don't put in work, plus the overtime like me. So if Cuzzy ain't the best, that means I might be.
Rhyme like me, shine like me. But I don't ever see them on the grind like me. They don't put in work plus the overtime like me. So if Cuzzy ain't the best, that means I might be.
This one's fire.
Big up flat 10, the label, the business, the umbrella.
This is a black people. Crazy,
big business.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. That's CITR.ca. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We just had the pleasure of listening to DJ Malik coming from Crimes and Treasons. He's always playing some good rap from across the pond. You want to tell him a little bit about what you're playing, Malik?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I played a bunch of tracks off the new project from Jordan L. Cheeks. If I couldn't rap, I wouldn't rap. Some great rappers from London. Had some played some Nux as well. Another rapper from London. Yeah.
Appreciate that. You know what's crazy? I was like, the whole time that Malik was speaking, I'm like, damn, I hope that the people can hear him because they should know where the music came from. But I was like, I can't. I had the headphones on. I'm like messing with the levels. Then I realized it's not plugged in. Then I realized it wasn't plugged in. Hey, but Malik, thank you. When we come back from this short commercial break, listen, we have some crazy stories. I wish Jamal Steeles didn't leave because I have to tell his story. When we get right back, learn a little bit about how you can help take care of your community here in BC.
Enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Relationship, at least I try. Passion burning, gotta make a couple rounds.
I got a real one if I broke, she never would leave me, no. I got a real one if I broke, she never would leave me, no. I got a real one if I broke, she never would leave me, no. I got a real one.
I bought a condo and it's cozy. My neighbor nosy as fuck. They see a young nigga walk in with his kids. They don't know who he is. They don't know that he up. No chain on no rolly. I move around dolly and touch. Not cause I'm hard, but cause I got God. I heard that you going up fast, but I think it's better to slowly erupt. That money was burning a hole in my pocket and I even burned a little hole in my gut. We walked in the function. They dog got the bump and my dog got the rushing like sober your pup. Root, root. Nah, nigga, don't shoot, shoot. 2-6, we got loose screw. Shit would turn like a roof's cute. I don't really do the cameras. I be low in Los Angeles. You niggas ain't never gonna see me. Might as well be in Canada. Niggas ain't never gonna be me. It's best to stay in your parameters. You know they gon' G-O-A-T me. I spell it out for you like family. About to go put up on Riri and that for the feature. Ben Franklin, no. You ain't finna catch me in the type of places everybody go. I know exactly what my hands is for to carry a lot of dope. I had no pot to piss, I have to fist. Can't sit around and bone no more.
Take a break and roll a sticky, let it high. Not to break relationship, at least I try. Cause somebody gotta make a couple rounds.
I cannot get the mics right today for some reason. It's all switched up. But you're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, Ethan Arian. Hey, listen, we had DJ Malik on. He opened up the show. But you know what the show is about. The show is about music. And it's about talking about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on here in Canada, what's going on. Just kind of, you know, to help you keep your ear to the streets. Listen, because I know you can't be tuned in to everything, but you can trust that. I'll make sure that you are aware of the things that you should know. Like, wow, it was cold as shit outside today. And that's not going to be the worst of the weather this week. On Thursday, we're supposed to have one of those atmospheric rivers. Now, I feel like every few years they make up a weather event that I know for a fact didn't exist when I was a kid. I mean, maybe atmospheric river did exist, but they didn't have cool names for weather. It was just like, it's gonna be a monsoon, not a atmospheric river. And I understand what it means theoretically, because I feel like maybe it does a good job of, you know, telling me what it is. But for you, what you should know is that on Thursday there's going to be 50 millimeters of rain. I believe that's 5 centimeters of rain, and it's 100% chance, which I learned a few months ago. 100% chance of rain means it's going to rain in 100% of the area, not that there's 100%. So when it's 50% chance of rain, that means it's 50% of the area, not 50% of the time it's going to be raining, or 50% chance of rain. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I found that out. But you know, one of the things we talk about here on Off the Beaten Path is housing. And so right now, listen, I'm a man of the people. If you know an apartment, one bedroom, that's West Main Street, north of 16, listen, let me know. You can call in. Listen, I'll pitch to you live on air why you should let me rent your apartment. But listen, renting is difficult in this city, and it's just going to be harder and harder as we get closer to the World Cup. So right now, the Vancouver City Council is trying to find a 2.5% tax on short-term accommodations to raise revenue for hosting FIFA. And I'm like, that's not enough. It's not enough. Start taxing these people more. Like, it angers me when I go on. I just browse Airbnb just to get mad and just to see, like, what apartments could I live in if these people weren't trying to be the next, real estate tycoon. It's like, listen, sell your damn apartment or rent it out to people who want to be a part of the community. Anyways, you go on Airbnb right now. Just go check it out and just look up, just pick a random date and just look up Kislano. Just look up how many spaces are. Leave your stuff pretty much open and you could be upset with me. But I look at the 2.5% tax, and I'm like, it's not enough. It's not going to get the job done. But FIFA's coming in 2026. Make sure you've secured your housing by then, because your landlord might try to make a little bit of money. See you later, Malik.
Yeah.
Everybody, hey, listen, Malik just left. Everybody, wave him goodbye. Please, wave him. Oh, appreciate that. So, what we were talking about a little bit, which I think is absolutely crazy, right? So, Jamal Steeles, was telling us this story about him being at the club and just seeing somebody who he just knew just wasn't right. You know what I mean? Just something wasn't going on right. Like, you know, they just weren't where they were supposed to be. They talking about people, you know, in the club. You're just like, who are you here with? You're just trying to figure it out. And lo and behold, a few years later, this girl, I need to find her name, because one of the things that's so crazy is that I've never seen somebody essentially scrubbed from the internet. But anyway, so this woman was, let's say her name is Jessica Kane, was arrested recently and charged with manslaughter and amongst some other charges for drugging men and stealing from them. And then she just recently went viral for some anti-black rants. Anyways, so Jamal's telling the story about how, you know, about this woman he came into contact with, and he was like, yeah, I seen her like a few days ago on the news. And so we went to go look for some information about the case, because somebody died, you know, she drugged someone and someone died. And, you know, normally this show is pro scammer, but you can be scammer, but once you start getting on here talking about how bad black people are, it's, you're no longer a scammer. Now you're just terrible. Anyways, so we went to go look on the internet for this person, and every single article, so many articles about the case, none show the picture. And I'm like, that's crazy. Because sometimes I think this stuff is crazy as well. Like, there's some things that when you go to the internet, you just find that they don't exist in a way that they should. Like right now, if you go to your computer or wherever you're at and you type in how many police officers in New York Police Department, like the box, like you might maybe be able to find it on the first page, but you can't always. But if you go type in how many Chicago police officers, it'll tell you exactly in the box. You ask how many police officers in Dallas, Texas, it'll tell you exactly in the box. How many police officers in Toronto, tell you in the box. You go to NYPD, doesn't exist. You're like, that's crazy. I know right now you're probably going to look at it. You're going to be like, wow, that's crazy. And I found this out just a week ago. So I'm looking for this. So we're looking for this picture for this girl. I was like, just curious, see what she looked like. I'm like, see if I've seen her before. And you can't find the picture, which is also crazy, because when's the last time that somebody was charged with, you know, a wrongful death, you know, some administering illegal drugs to people unknowingly? You don't really. You would be hard pressed to find a story about that didn't show the picture of the person. Anyways, it was scrubbed. So I find these things interesting. I mean, obviously not the same, but you know, it's. I guess when you have money, some things, you know, rules are a little bit different. But anyways, it is interesting. I don't know if you're going to look at that NYPD. It's like, just things that make you go, And when we come back, before we go, we're going to talk about a story about a humpback that died and washed up on the BC shore. And just how interesting articles are when they talk about live animals versus dead ones. One thing is we always talk about just kind of the CBC and how obvious, just kind of how obvious some of the statements that they make, them are articles that they make. Like, so it is an article that says Latin American population increased in BC since 2016. And I think that that is interesting, and I don't know how you, like, sometimes I wonder who's the article for. I'm like, and what is it telling them? Because I have noticed that BC's Latin American population has increased since 2016, because when I moved here in 2015, I was like, wow, there's literally not a single place. You could dance Latin music one night, and there was nowhere where you could get good Latin food, Mexican food, any type of Hispanic food. And then, I don't know, like 3 years ago, it felt like now it's like everywhere you can go. They got Latin grocery stores, Mexican grocery stores. You can go to, you know what I'm saying? You can get kind of anything you want. There's some place to dance every night. You know, like that. It's like you see people, different types of people hear Spanish in the street. It's nice. You know, I come from an area where there's a lot of Hispanic people where I'm from. And moving here, that was one of the things I noticed the most. It's like, where's the Spanish being spoken? Anyways, it's nice. But you don't need an article to tell you the stuff. I think that is interesting. It's like somebody wrote the article and was like, wow, you know what I've noticed? It's a lot more Spanish around here. And the people need to know about it. And then they looked up and did some research and then they write an article. I just think that it's crazy how much, like, I wonder sometimes if maybe news publications should just write less articles and maybe just more impactful ones. I know that there's a lot of publications who do that. And listen, and I subscribe, I pay good money to read some good journalism. But I guess what I'm getting for free here at the CBC just isn't cutting it. And you know what? That's why you're listening to Off the Beaten Path, because I'm bringing you the important stories. When we come back, we're going to talk about that whale. And then I thought this story was going to be corny, but it was actually interesting about someone who renounced their British citizenship. When we get back from listening to a little bit of Baby Keem.
I'm fucking her and I fucked the bitch she idol. I'm inspired by the women with no rivals. I'm inspired by the women that wanna be politicians. Inspired by the women that leisure is going get it. The independent woman that never need men to listen. I call my mama crying about dude, I couldn't get it. And since then I hated every boyfriend she been with.
We had no space, we made our own good vibrations. sunshine and faces. Nah, 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 we count our blessings. We in this place we call our home. Some days I wonder if I make it out alive. Over and over, couldn't there be more to life? A place where I can free my heart. A place where I can play my part, yeah. I'm so glad that I got you by my side. Now the lonely nights are over. I don't need to think it over. I find my place to be, yeah. Me, all good vibrations. Sunshine and faces. Nah, 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 we count our blessings. We had no space, we made our own. Protect you. It's hard to open up when they don't respect you. My three eyes are open, energy's in motion, fighting to be seen in your true colors. Fighting through the day with you, made your power so home.
We found a home, yeah.
Now the lonely nights are over. I don't need to think it over. I find my place to be, yeah. Me, all good vibrations.
Good vibrations here on 101.9 CITR.ca. This is Off the Beam Path. And if you've never listened to the show, you know what I'm going to ask you right now is to probably to donate to CITR. Listen, we have a fund drive where you can wait. You can donate then. Or you can go to one of the shows here at CITR and you can donate there and live in person. You can buy some merch. I saw Narwhar on Sunday. Listen, if you see Narwhar, go up and you can give him some money and tell him to give it to CITR. Listen, CITR does great stuff, great programming, great camps for kids. So much stuff that you should want to be associated with. So check it out. Listen, before I left, I said, listen, we're going to talk about a whale. And that's what we're here to do. So it says discovery of dead humpback whale on Malcolm Island is a rare learning opportunity, researcher says. Dead whales usually sink to the ocean floor. This one likely died after being hit by a boat. So instead of being like, damn, how do we make sure that young humpback whales just aren't dying? Like, we don't have whales like that. You know what I mean? It's like we already know that these things need help. And it just kind of feels as if the article framed it as it's kind of a good thing. It's kind of a good thing that we needed to know. Anyways, so sad, crazy, seeing this bloated humpback whale. Oh my gosh, it's upsetting just looking at the pictures. That's what it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy we have whales in general. Like, whales exist. Like, when you see a whale, you're just like, wow, I see you breathing and I know literally nothing about you. One thing is crazy is that when I went to Hawaii this summer, me, my mom, my aunt, we went to the aquarium. Which is really funny because I thought my aunt was going to get into a fight. Not like a real fight, but, you know, one of those where, like, you know, some words had to be said to this woman in the aquarium. And I was like, oh, shit, about to go down here. Like, if this, she was younger than my aunt. And I was like, wow, if this woman swings on my mom, I'm going to have to do it, you know. Can't be swinging on my mom. Anyways, we're at the aquarium. And what I learned is that people, like scientists, know so little about what whales actually do. What, like, they don't even know where they mate. They don't know how they have babies. Like, so much stuff that they don't know about whales. They've never seen, never in the wild, never have seen two whales have sex. They don't know where it happens. They don't know what the, how, you know, they obviously can't decipher the language that the whales speak to each other over thousands and thousands of miles. Like, I just think about how when I was a kid, I wanted to grow up and be a marine biologist because I wanted to learn about this and I wanted to study whales and just kind of be and kind of know. Could you imagine how disappointed you'd be if you were just like, wow, this is all we know? And just kind of probably knowing that you'll never actually know. So a lot of your life is pretending you know more than you do. I mean, and I'm sure, I've never met a real marine biologist like who actually studies whales. But I'm like, it's just like, damn, you just know. You're just like, you're just watching whales on a GPS, hoping that they don't die. I'm sure their job is a little bit more complicated than that, but that's what I boiled it down to from my one trip to the aquarium in Maui, where I learned that we don't actually know very much about whales. Just kind of going with the flow. Anyways, so I went to read this article on the CBC, and it was, the headline was like opinion. So I'm always like, okay, the fuck does this person have to say that's interesting, you know, that I should want to read? But, and it says, I renounced my British citizenship for my grandfather who was born a slave. And this person said the Queen's death was a golden opportunity for Canada to reevaluate its relationship to monarchy and for myself as well. And so this person is of Guyanese heritage. His family, his mother and father met in London. And so if you know about Guyana, Guyana was another colony in South America, and his family grew up on a British plantation, which is this. So I'm reading through the story and you can see like, okay, you look mad Guyanese. And, I'm like reading the story and it's like my great, great grandparents were taken. I'm reading it, his words. I'll say his name first. His name is Ben, Samaru. So, He said, my great-grandparents were taken by the British from a small village in India to Guyana under the false pretenses, believing they were going to a land of opportunity on a six-hour boat ride. 6 months later, they arrived in the Caribbean and became slaves on a sugar plantation. Says they signed contracts for indentured servitude, but what does that mean in a language that you don't actually speak? And then they were just in Guyana from then. Could you imagine? Like, in my head, all I could hear was 3-hour tour, like Gilligan's Island. But, like, that's actually what happened, except for the fact that the captain was Captain Cook. And they weren't taking you to an island. Actually, it was the opposite. They were taking you to someplace 6 months away. Could you imagine just being like, oh, man, that'd be horrible. Anyways, so he talks about his, and I'll let you read the story. You can just, Ben Samaru, you should go check it out. Anyways, he talks about how, you know, this past year was, you know, particularly when the Queen died. I wonder if he was waiting for when the Queen died, but just like probably feeling for years and years and years, just kind of like, I want to renounce my British citizenship. You know, I don't want that part of my legacy. And I think it's interesting because, you know, being a Canadian, like, for me, I would like to ask this person, which maybe I might. Just kind of like, is that feel symbolic or is that real? Because, you know, technically, you know, Canada is still part of Commonwealth. It's not like the Queen died. Nothing really changes. And Canada has its own history of atrocities. Like, I can definitely understand and empathize with the, you know, idea of not wanting to be, not wanting your own, like, the colonizers are too close to you. So it's like, I don't want that passport. I don't want to be considered a British citizen. And at a time when, you know, it's not even part of the EU. So it's like, okay, well, what are you really losing out on? But you know, to renounce that. Because I personally have thought about if I got the opportunity to change my last name from Braithwaite, which was interesting because yesterday somebody told me that they thought my last name was amazing. And I was like, it's weird because whenever I think about it, I just think of who are the Braithwaites that are still alive that owe me money? And where are they at? Are they rich? Are they poor? Like, I would like to go. I don't want to meet them, but I would like to, like, see these people's ancestors. Like, I hope they're doing bad. Like, I hope they're either rich beyond their wildest dreams where I'm like, listen, I need all of that. Or I hope they're poor and destitute and just struggling and holding on to the hope that maybe their family rises. Anyways, I don't really think about it. But when I do think about it, that's what I think about. And so, but I empathize with the idea of being like, you know, I just could do without this. But Canada has its own complicated history. When I say complicated, I mean murderous and ravenous to the people who have existed here and some of the people who the British brought here as well. So, you know, it's like saying you want to get rid of your... It's like me saying I want to get rid of my American settler colonial passport, but then accepting a Canadian settler colonial passport. It's not like one is like better or worse when it comes to the crimes that they've committed, just maybe the crimes that they've committed to my people. Anyways, when we come back, it's only got a few minutes left, but they got some few interesting stories here. But there's a new song that I really like. It's with Cruza. Listen, I've played Cruza before on this radio show, and I played Cruza as many times as I damn well please, but I wanted to share this one with you.
time that you hit it, so be clearing out. Now I'm all up on your body and you're screaming out. Got me feeling now. Type of pussy have a nigga going out his brain. I'm just trying to keep my pace, but trying to stay in frame. Mixed emotions with emotion, trying to numb the pain. She's heavy on my brain, about to go insane. Change my number and area code. Next, I can't focus. Call my girl like, what's it open? I'm outside your home. Cause you're smoking, got me thinking, thought provoking, doing something to my love. Next, I can't focus. Call my girl. Like, bust it open, I'm outside your home.
You're back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, you know, time moves fast when you got homies with you. And very thankful for Malik to tune in. Listen, we got two stories to leave you with. Listen, one, CBC says three possible reasons why people imagine ghosts. Hallucinations, they say. Grieving. Cultural laws. Now, those things... No, sorry, I was reading the article. It wasn't loading. Maybe good reasons. But I don't understand how come they have not explored. Maybe it's because there's actual ghosts. Like, if you don't believe in ghosts, that's fine. You don't have to believe in ghosts. It's like not believing in the atmospheric river because there was never a name for it before 2021. Surprise. Ghosts are real. Listen, if you listen to Off the Beam Path, listen. This is a spiritual show. We got some spiritual people in here. By people, I mean myself and whatever ghosts are in this room right now. If you don't think that there's ghosts exist, if you don't think that ghosts are real, tune out. Because not only do I think ghosts are real, but I feel like ghosts should be more active, more violent. I'd like to see that. Anyways, one sad story from this. We won't even get into this. There's so much stuff going on in the news. It's literally impossible to keep up. But I did see this story, and I thought it was sad. The world's dirtiest man. They say the world's dirtiest man because they say he hadn't taken a bath in over 60 years. Took a bath and then died a few weeks later. I know they say, you know, correlation doesn't mean causation, but I know 1 + 1 = 2. We do this every week from 10 to 11. Listen, we had Crimes and Treasons on 8 to 10, had Terrell Safady on. Listen, go tune in to the podcast because you can get an exclusive listen to his new song out with the game. Check us out.